Thomas playing out top brings their big man, which is McCready, out on the perimeter. Ball stolen again. Maxwell gets the ball stolen from him this time. Back the other way in transition. Great look to the big guy underneath. McCready gets another easy bucket. 8-0 your score. Crab with the ball over to Thomas. Thomas guarded out on the perimeter by McCready. Down underneath to Matt. He's going to get called for the travel as he tried to make a move at the low post and got the travel. Another turnover for the Warriors. Henley back the other way. That's Borsma. Borsma over to Hayes. Corner dribble drive, kick back out on top to Chaney. Chaney kicks it back out, and that is Hayes. Dribble drive on the baseline, no good. Rebound by Thomas. Thomas pushes the pace back the other way. 1-on-4, and he's going to go up, and then he's going to get fouled. So Thomas will go to the line to shoot two to try to get Warriors on the board. Foul's going to go against Sheen. He picks up his first foul. As Thomas up with the first free throw, it's good. Thomas leading scorer last night with 22 points. Second free throw rolls around the rim, knocks it down also. So 8-2 is your score. Henley out in transition, quickly back the other way. Sheen with the ball. She loses the handle but picked up by Hayes. Hayes will kick it back over to Borsma. Underneath look to McCready, but he's going to miss the easy one. It's going to go out of bounds off the Hornet. Henley's got a great game plan to how to get it to their big guy. Warriors are going to have to work extra hard to stop it. Crab over to Maxwell, back to Crab. Dribble handoff to Matt. Dribble handoff to Maxwell. They're switching on the picks out on top. They're jumping the dribble handoff. Foul on the perimeter by Henley. Foul's going to go against Hayes. He'll pick up his first. Warriors will inbound with the new shot clock on the sideline. Maxwell gets the ball into Crab in the backcourt. Coming across midcourt. Switching on every pick. Crab with the ball over to Maxwell. Everything's on the perimeter for the Warriors. Crab's going to fire a three-pointer from the wing. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Henley. And they'll push the pace back the other way. Back in the corner, under to McCready, easy bucket. Marcus McCready, the junior, 6'6", is doing a great job, great hands underneath. I don't know if the Warriors got an answer to that one. Great job, give and go to Thomas. Thomas tries to score the layup, misses. Back the other way quickly is Henley. That is Borsma. He's going to get fouled on the ground on his way to the basket. As Henley just, it's all transition basketball. Foul's going to go against Crab. Crab picked up his first. Another easy bucket underneath as Sheen comes off the inbound play and knocks down another bucket. So it's 12-2, 10-point lead already for Henley. Get past Maxwell to Thomas. Thomas back to Maxwell. Dribble handoff to Thomas. He's got the ball on top. Dribble drive, kicks it back out to Russell. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell looking, skip pass to Russell. Dribble drive on the baseline with 3 on the shot clock. Going to have to get something off. And that's going to be a shot clock violation on the Warriors. Is Barker's going to come in for Russell? Somebody's got to have an answer as McCready still has 2 inches on Russ on Barker. Barker's a big kid. Henley across midcourt. That is Borsma. Underneath, it's going to be an offensive foul as they try to get inside to McCready again. McCready's going to get called for the push. He'll pick up his first. as McCready will take a seat, and they lose about 2 inches here as they bring in number 30. That's Chavez. Maxwell gets the ball into Thomas. Gives it back to Maxwell coming across midcourt. 12-2 your score. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Maxwell man-to-man defense by Henley. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up out of bounds off Henley. As they're doubling when the Warriors go to do their dribble drive, they're doubling. The Warriors are going to have to make an adjustment. Crab with the ball across midcourt. Maxwell back to Matt. Dribble handoffs up on top. As Barker's going to get called for the moving screen out on top. It's going to be a block. So Barker picks up the foul. Henley's going to come back the other way. Across midcourt is Borsma. Over to Chaney. Back to Borsma, back out on top to Chavez. Chavez fires the three off the backboard from the top of the key. And it's 15-2 Henley lead. Maxwell across midcourt. 2:47 left here in the opening quarter. Maxwell right side to Crab. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Scoop shot. Great job by Crab. He knocks down the first field goal of the day for the Warriors. And the Warriors trail by 11. 15-4 your score. 2:21 left here in the first quarter. Sheen's going to fire a shot from 15 foot and going to get fouled by Thomas. Sheen will go to the line to shoot two. Thomas will pick up the foul. Sheen already with 6 points here in the first quarter. I have a chance to add to this. First free throw is good. 16-4 your score. Ty Russell into the ballgame. Second free throw also no good. Barker with the rebound. Gets it out to Matt, back to Maxwell, coming across midcourt. Looking for the dribble drive, kicks it underneath to Russell. Russell puts up the nice shot from the low post. Ty Russell with the soft touch. Gets the bucket, transition for Henley, and we're going to have a foul. Russell's going to pick up the foul. It's going to be Russell's first, and into the ballgame for Henley, that is number 32. We don't have. Henley inbounds the ball, back to the corner, shot goes up, knocks it down, nice three ball from the corner by Borsma. He gets his first bucket of the game. Henley up by 13, 19-6 your score. Across midcourt is Antonetti. Antonetti trying to get it to Russell. He's going to throw it away. And Russell's going to pick up his second real quick as he fouled Henley as they just stole the ball. Russell picks up his second. Henley will inbound underneath on the sideline. Get the ball in. That's going to be Borsma bringing it across midcourt. Borsma left side over to Sheen back underneath to Borsma on the low post. Up with the shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up, and he's going to be fouled. As Henley's owning all aspects of this game right now, the glass, turnovers, and shooting. Foul's going to go against Bowdish in the ballgame. Oscar Bowder sat out last night because he was sick. Back in it tonight. First free throw's good for Henley. As Borsma knocks down both free throws. 1:14 left here in the first quarter. 21-6 your score. Bowdish with the ball. Dribble handoff to Crab. over to Barker. Stolen again, tried to hit low post. Back the other way, Henley, full court up the shot. No good, rebounded by the Warriors. Warriors are pushing in transition. Crab out to Bowdish. Bowdish is going to get called for the travel as he tried to jump stop. 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. 21-6 your score. Warriors playing shorthanded today as they have three guards out thick. Orzma across midcourt, guarded by Bowdish out on top. Ball goes corner underneath McCready, easy bucket. Sheen to McCready. We've seen that all first quarter as McCready comes right back in and makes the bucket. 30 seconds left. Shot clock's turned off. Bowdish with the ball top to Barker. Barker back to Crab. Dribble drive out to Bowdish. Back out to Crab. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Warriors looking for a good look. Aiden Antonetti with the ball on the left wing. Underneath to Barker. Ball stolen. Henley out in transition. That's Sheen up with the layup. Easy bucket for Sheen. And that's going to do it, folks. At the end of the first quarter, your Delano Warriors trail 25-6. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delano Warriors Sports.
Delano Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Delano Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Delano Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delano Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Minor Invitational here in the third place game as the Delano Warriors are taking on the Henley Hornets. After the first quarter, 25-6 your score, as it's been all Henley here in the first. Turnovers and post play by Henley has been the difference, as McCready is about 6'6", 6'8". He is a good basketball player. Maxwell over to Crab. Crab dribble drive, kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas, ball fake, back out on top to Maxwell. Over to Matt, dribble drive by Crab. Crab's great reverse layup on the backside. He's going to get the bucket, but here comes Henley in transition all the way back. McCready's got in the middle of the key. Up with the shot, no good, rebounded by the Warriors. McCready missed one underneath. He doesn't do that very often, or hasn't yet this game. Warriors back the other way. Man-to-man defense still with Henley. Good job hitting the cutter. Matt takes it to the basket. Kicks it back out. Crab up with the three. No good. Good look for the Warriors. Couldn't get it to fall. Sheen quickly back the other way. Kicks the ball backside. Shot goes up from the wing. Knocks it down. That's number four. That's Hayes in the ballgame for Henley. Three-point basket. 28-8 your score. Warriors trail by 20. Thomas, top of the key with the ball, right side to Crab. Crab over to Maxwell. Back on top to Crab. Dribble drive by Thomas, up with the shot. Nice play by Thomas. As back-to-back buckets on the baseline for the Warriors. Timeout on the floor as Henley calls the timeout. Thomas picks up the bucket. That's the first field goal of the game. Henley looked like they were dropped into a zone there. Maybe a 2-3 zone. Henley doing a great job defensively of disguising their coverage. Some more of our Sportscasters Club members include Potter Real Estate Group. The Crescent City specializes in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hamro WSG Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. And Delnor Tire. The Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. So here comes Boersma across midcourt for Henley. They got the ball. Ball goes corner to Hayes, back to Sheen. Sheen dribble drive back to Boersma. Boersma gets the shot blocked by Fitch. Gets his own rebound. Back over to McCready in the middle of the key. Knocks it down. Easy bucket for McCready. He's got 10, and the lead's out to 20 again. Maxwell with the ball, coming across midcourt, getting the pick from Crab. Maxwell guarded by Hayes. Back to man-to-man for Henley. Over to Maxwell. Down to Thomas. Jump, stop, dribble, drive, up with the shot, off the glass. Nice shot by Thomas. Thomas gets his bucket, his second field goal, and here comes Henley out in transition once again. Sheen over to McCready. McCready's going to have the ball stripped from him, but there's going to be a foul. Foul's going to go against Matt. He'll pick it up. It'll be a two-shot foul as McCready will go to the line for the first time. McCready up with the first free throw. It's good. The scary thing is that Marcus McCready is only a junior. Matt will take a break. Fitch comes back in. Sorry, not Fitch, but Kai comes back in. Russell. Second free throw also good. Nice smooth touch on the free throws. He's got 12. 32-12, your score as Thomas is going to bring it across midcourt. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell getting the pick from Russell. Dribble drive on the baseline. He'll pull it back out. Skip pass to Crab. Crab right side to Thomas. Not much movement offensively for the Warriors. Three on the shot clock. Maxwell driving to the basket. Up, no good. Rebounded by McCready. Quickly back the other way. Boersma over to Hayes. Dribble drive. Shot blocked by Thomas. And here comes the Warriors back the other way. As Crab airmailed over the top of Russell, and it's going to be a turnover for the Warriors. Warriors got to value those possessions. Down by 20, and here they come back across midcourt. Hayes with the ball, reset, guarded by Crab. And that's going to be a foul, I believe, on Maxwell. As she set the pick on Maxwell, and Maxwell blew through it like he was playing safety. Maxwell picks up the foul. 3-6. That's going to be bonus situation for Sheen. Sheen 1-2 from the line. 4:36 left here in the second quarter. Warriors trail 32-12. First free throw is good by Sheen. A very good, very structured Henley team. Second free throw, also good. Sheen now 3 of 4 from the line. As Bowders comes across midcourt. Bowders gets it over to Thomas. Thomas high post to Russell. He'll go up with the shot. He's going to get fouled. Good strong move by Kai Russell going up into McCready. McCready will pick up the foul. McCready will pick up his second. That's what you have to do to shot block is you have to go up into him. Russell did not shy away from contact there. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. First one, no good off the front rim. McCready will come out, and Chavez comes in. Kai getting ready for his second free throw. Two deep knee bends. Second free throw is good. 34-13, your score. Warriors trail by 21. Boersma with the ball. Guarded by Russell. and Orson's going to throw it away. Him and she were on different pages. So turnover for him, it's going to be Warriors ball with 4:10 left here in the second quarter. 34-13 your score. Bowdish across midcourt. Right side to Russell, back on top to Bowdish. Over to Crab. Low post to Thomas. Thomas, good post move, middle of the key, knocks it down. Nice strong shot by Thomas. He's got 7-6 this quarter, and the lead's down to 19. Dribble drive by Henley, knocked out of bounds by Russell. Henley getting down the floor in transition, trying to score in transition, as Sheen will inbound the ball. Sheen gets it in, nice job, block shot by Thomas. Warriors are out in transition as Crabs going to the basket. Up with the shot, knocks it down. Merrick with 6. Quickly back the other way is Henley. Orzma, dribble drive, spin move, middle of the key. No good, rebounded by the Warriors. Warriors trailing by 17, trying to cut into it here. 3:20 left in the second quarter. Bowdish up on top with the ball, right side to Crab. Crab's tied up in the middle of the key, pulls it back out, gets out of there, gets it to Russell and back to Crab, and we're going to have a foul. Let's see who the foul's on. Foul's going to go against Henley. And that's going to go against Cheney. That's 5 team fouls, not in bonus yet. Thomas gets the ball in the lob. No good with the shot in the middle of the key. Henley quickly back the other way. Stolen by Thomas, over to Antonetti, out to Crab. Warriors back out in transition. Russell firing for the 3-ball. Knocks it down, nothing but net for the big boy. Ty Russell with a 3-point basket. Warriors down by 14. Great look underneath. Henley in transition. You can't get caught standing around as Chavez gets an easy bucket underneath. Down by 16, 36-20. Bowdish underneath to Russell. Russell over to Thomas. Thomas skip past Bowdish. Bowdish 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebounded by Chavez. Out to Sheen. Here comes Henley back the other way. Ball over to Chavez. Chavez will fire the 3 from deep. No good. Rebound by Thomas. Out to Kai Russell. Kai up with the shot. Misses the layup. He was all by himself. Henley back the other way. Over to Chavez. Fires the shot. No good. Rebounded by Crab. Fast pace here at the end of the second quarter as Bowdish has it. Tries to get it to Russell, the ball stolen. Another turnover for the Warriors as it's a 16-point game with a minute 40 left. 36-20 on your Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Dribble drive by Henley, and it's going to be kicked around a little bit and picked up by Bowdish on the outside. It's going to be Henley driving baseline. Sheen with the drive, misses the shot. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Russell. As the ball was loose for about 6 seconds there. But when it got picked up, Sheen had it on the baseline, but missed the shot. So the Henley will inbound on the sideline. Ball goes back on top to Sheen. Over to number 32, not in our roster. And he's going to get called for the travel up on top. So it'll be a turnover by Henley. 1:14 left here in the half. 36-20 your score. Halftime, I'll get that name for that number 32 from Henley. They'll switcheroo on me. Timeout on the floor by Coach Chris Rice. So he'll take a full timeout here with 1 minute left here in the second quarter. Delnor trailing 36-20. Gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets, need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. and Delta Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts too. Now on 3rd and 8th Street across in Crescent City. So taking a look how the Warriors got here. On Thursday, the Warriors ended up... On Thursday, the Warriors lost to... I'm sorry. Del Norte beat Wairika by a score of 38-32 and then lost to Crater last night, which puts them in the third place game. Later on tonight, or later on today, at 3 o'clock, the championship for the boys will be Grants Pass versus Crater. Weed won the consolation side. They won in overtime against Aetna, 63-57. And just a second ago, before this game started, the Lady Bruins lost the consolation championship to Shasta by a final score of 50-29. So out of the timeout, the Warriors have the ball. Maxwell has it up on top with a minute left here in the first half. Crab with the ball, so he'll kick it back out to Maxwell. Maxwell gets the ball knocked away as he tried to get it to Antonetti, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Henley. So it'll be 16 on the shot clock when the Warriors inbound. Joining me on the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report will be head girls coach Justin Clifton. We'll preview tonight's championship game. So make sure you stay tuned for halftime. 45 seconds, 7 on the shot clock. Thomas with the ball, spin move all the way to the basket. He has it blocked. Picked up by Henley, back the other way. That's Sheen. Sheen coast to coast all the way through the lane. Kicks it out, shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Borsma, and he puts it back up and in. Borsma gets the bucket. 22 seconds left in the half. Grab, handoff to Ethan. He's got it up on top, 15 on the game clock. Back to Aiden. Antonetti over to Crab. Back out to Maxwell. 6 on the clock. Over to Crab. Crab will fire from the top of the key. Knocks it down. Big shot by Crab. As Crab knocks down the 3 ball. And so at halftime, Delnor Warriors trail the Henley Hornets by a score of 38-23. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Listen to what happens when one person plans for the future by planting a tree. And when a whole community plants trees, large and small, add more communities and different kinds of trees mixed together in each place. With good planning and care, those these trees can grow into a forest that fills the neighborhood. The American Planting Association invites you to learn about all the benefits of trees at planting.org. That's planting.org. Discover how planning, planting, and protecting a healthy mix of trees helps communities in all kinds of ways. Where there are trees, neighborhoods are livable and walkable. Air is cleaner, and rainwater soaks back into the earth. Trees are a hallmark of sustaining places. Planning for them right from the start helps create communities of lasting value. Public service of this station and the American Planting Association.
Delmore Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Iuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Iuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Here at the Yreka Basketball Invitational, 68th annual, as the Delmar Warriors boys trail the Henley Hornets by a score of 38-23, 15-point lead for the Hornets. Joining me on the Halftime Report is head varsity girls coach, Justin Clifton. Justin, first of all, before we talk about these games, how cool is it, the Yreka Invitational, 68 years? It's always a great tournament to come over to, and everybody's so hospitable.
No, it's awesome. You know, I was just talking with the athletic director, and he's like, I believe you guys are second longest team coming here. I said, yeah, besides Yreka.
You can look
at tournaments. They're my favorite tournament.
Yeah, you can look back at all the records, and
right.
And they put it in the thing, and I believe you played here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A couple years, three years.
Yeah.
How many times did you win it?
We won it two out of the three.
Two out of the three? Mm-hmm. It's a great tournament, and back then, we used to house with Yreka, correct?
Right, yeah, that was a cool, and go to their dances and all that, and go to school. We had to go to their school.
That was the truth. Well, let's take a look at this first half. In a half, there was 25-6 at the end of the first quarter. The Warriors settled in a little bit in the second quarter. They scored 17. The couple baskets start dropping for them. They started to be aggressive going to the basket. And you know as well as I do, Justin, if you got a shot blocker in the middle, you can't fade away and not drive to him. You're going to have to get into him. Kai did it a couple times,
right.
But that kid can't just be there just able to swat balls out of the way.
Right. Yeah, we got to get after on the defensive end. You know, a lot of second opportunities, third opportunities were given that team. And besides that, I mean, they might be the best team in the tournament. You
know? They are. That McCready kid's very, very fundamental underneath and has a nice soft touch. But he didn't get tons of rebounds.
No.
But everybody else on the team did.
Right.
As you had those two athletic guards, you had Sheen and Borsma.
Yep.
Both fly up and down the floor. Both are about 6'1", and they fly up and down
the
floor.
Yeah, there's two guards that are very athletic and they're playing above the rim.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so.
And Warriors being down a couple guards makes it a little bit tough. In the first half, what did you see that Delnor can kind of work on to try to get back into this thing in the second half?
They got to find their competitive edge. You know, they seem like they're out here, they're kind of sleeping. They just got to find their competitive edge. And, you know, your favorite word, tenacity.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they just got to use the next few tournaments, find it, and get ready for league.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at your game tonight as you're taking on the host team, by Yreka Miners in the championship at 4:30. You guys coming off a couple good wins. What are the keys for you guys tonight taking on the home team in front of probably what's going to be the biggest crowd of the tournament?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, you know, last night on the radio, it's going to be a full house. There's student body was at least probably 40, 50 kids yesterday. So I'm expecting all to be back. We're playing Wairika. That's who we wanted to play. And we got to bring it. They got a nice backcourt pressure they put. So you got to bring it.
Well, they had probably the toughest semifinal game as you guys beat Henley 69-53 pretty handily. This Orland team down here,
they were getting
very skilled, and they can shoot the ball pretty well, too. So Wairika was scrappy enough to stay with them. What is your keys to the game for your girls tonight as you walk in there?
Composure. Keep our composure. Break the press. Slow the game down. Speed the game up. Whatever we need to do, we're going to dictate how the game goes.
Biggest concern for them, like you said, the press. How big is it going to be for the crowd? This will be the biggest crowd that they've played in so far.
Yeah, you know, the first quarter they're going to get loud, and then hopefully after that we silence them, and then they go home. So, like I said, we're going to dictate the pace of this game.
Tip-off is going to be at 4:30 approximately. Every game's been running right on time.
Right.
I'll be on the air about 5 or 10 minutes prior to give a little bit of a pregame. But, Justin, good luck. Bring home the hardware. And hopefully if you win it, we can stick around after the thing and we can find out who gets the MVP. That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Justin. Let's go Warriors.
Got about a minute and a half here before the second half. Let's take a look at the first half stats. And the first half stats by Henley. You had Junior Hayes with 3. Owen Sheen led the scoring for Henley as he had 2, 4, 6, 8, and 11 points. Borsma ended up with 8. McCready, the big kid, ended up with 12. And Shadows came off the bench for 5 points also. And for the Del Norte Warriors, it was Merrick Crabb leading the way for the Warriors. He ended up with 9 points in the first half, and 7 of that coming in the second quarter. Ethan Thomas, the second leading scorer, he had 8 points, and Kai Russell had 6 points. Foul situation, you had Kai Russell with 2, and McCready with 2 on the Henley side. This has been your Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Hiuchi Hamlet, it has hot drinks and cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. So here we go to start the second half. Like I said, winner of this game will take third place. And like I said earlier, the Warriors depleted 3 guards, not playing under the weather. And then Robeson's knee still bugging him. They thought he might be able to go. He went for about a half a game and irritated it again. So it's going to be Warrior ball coming into the second half. 38-23, your score. Warriors trail by 15. Warriors have got to try. The first 3 minutes is huge. If they can cut into the lead, we're right back in it. We can't let Henley extend it back out. Henley led by as much as 20 points in the first half. Kai Russell with the ball on top to Crabb. Crabb skip pass to Thomas. On top to Russell. Russell fire the 3, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Henley. Borsma out to Sheen. Sheen, uncharacteristic, dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover by the Hornets. Maxwell bringing it across midcourt, guarded by Borsma. Left side to Russell. Russell looking underneath, gets it to Crabb, top of the key. Everything just moving so slow for the Warriors. Ball stolen. Crabb tried to get it to Matt. We're going to have a layup back the other way by Henley. That was Chaney picking up his first bucket of the game. So the Warriors got stagnant on the perimeter. It was an easy pick for Henley. Thomas guarded by Sheen. Dribble handoff to Matt. Over to Crabb. Crabb with Sheen on him up top, and we're going to have it knocked out of bounds off Henley. 20 on the shot clock. Warriors will inbounds on the base on the sideline. Crabb looking to get it to Maxwell in the backcourt. Over to Thomas. Thomas, dribble drive. Up with a shot. It's going to be blocked by Sheen. Out of bounds for Del Norte's going to keep possession, though, as Sheen blocked Thomas's shot. Maxwell inbound with 13 on the shot clock. Maxwell all the way out on top to Crab. Reset with 10 on the shot clock. Guarded out on top by Hayes. Dribble handoff to Maxwell. 4 on the shot clock. Over to Thomas. 1. He's going to have to get a shot off. Another shot clock violation by the Warriors. 6:37 left here in the third quarter. 40-23 your score. 17-point lead for Henley. Once again, after this game, we'll take a break in the action. We'll be back at 4:30 for the girls' championship game. Shot from the wing goes up. No good by Cheney. Rebounded by the Warriors. Maxwell back across midcourt quickly. Ball goes corner to Crab. Crab dribble drive baseline. On top to Fitch. Over to Matt. Matt loses the handle. Fitch picks it up. Back to Matt to Maxwell. Maxwell fires the 3 ball. In and out. No good. Rebounded by McCready. McCready gets the ball out to Borsma. Borsma dribble drive to the basket. No good. Rebound's going to go to Russell. Kai does a great job going up and ripping the rebound right there. Warriors got to capitalize on empty possessions by Henley if they want to get back in there. Fitch with the ball on top of the key. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell over to Matt. Matt's dribble drive, spin move. Shot goes up, no good. Out in transition is Sheen. Sheen over underneath pass, stolen. Great job by Maxwell defensively, getting back down the floor. Maxwell with the ball, back over to Crab. They'll reset on top with 20 on the shot clock. Ball goes right side to Matt's dribble drive once again, up. No good, rebounded by Henley. Henley's out in transition quickly. Kicks right side, Sheen for the 3 from the corner. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Henley. Offensively, the Warriors just have nothing moving. As Antonetti comes in for Matt. Matt will inbound, get the ball to Crab. Crab will get picked up full court by Hayes. 4:50 left here in the third quarter. Warriors trail by 17. Maxwell, Antonetti. All the way back out on top to Russell. Kai fires the 3, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Maxwell, ends up with it. Over to Crab. He'll fire a 3. Knocks it down. Nice shot by Merrick. 3-point basket cuts the lead to 14. As the Warriors have done a good job defensively, or Henley hasn't done well here in the third quarter. Borsma gets it into McCready. McCready back over to, shot by Borsma from the corner, no good. Rebound by Russell. Kai doing a great job getting position and ripping down rebound against a taller Henley squad. Crab's going to fire another one from the backside, and we're going to get a foul as Russell's going to pick up the foul for the block in the back. Russell picks up his 3rd. The score is 40-26, 14-point lead. Warriors not going away. They're going to have to put together a run here, though. Sheen drives baseline. Great drive by Sheen. 2-point basket's good, and a timeout on the floor by Henley. And that gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, which include Crescent City Leshwab Tire, Doing the Right Thing Matters, Delnord Ambulance, dedicated to serving our community, Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef, Western Valley Insurance, on and off the court, teamwork makes a difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for local team committed to community. And Morjon Parts and Services. For one-on-one service and support with the winning edge, see the team at Morjon Parts and Services. So it'll be Delnord Bond. It looks like they're going to pick up full court. That was the reason for the timeout here, as Henley's looking to make a little run here, as the Warriors continue just to stick around. Only 4 points here in the second third quarter for Henley. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell breaks the double team back to Thomas. Cross midcourt. They broke it pretty easily. Right side to Crab. Underneath high post to Fitz. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to stay Warrior ball because it was deflected out by Henley. Maxwell to inbound the ball. Gets it into Antonetti. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell skip pass over to Crab. Dribble by baseline. Nothing going. 15-foot jumper on the way. It's going to be blocked by Sheen. Knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior ball. As Sheen sits about 6'1", 6'2" maybe, but like Coach Clifton says, plays above the rim. That was a big-time block. Grabbing the corner, gets it underneath to Thomas. Thomas goes up, draws the contact, and there's going to be a foul. Great job by Thomas. Going right up into McCready, the shot blocker. McCready's going to get called for his third foul. Thomas will go to the line to shoot two. Thomas, 2 of 2 from the line, makes that 3 of 3 as he knocks down the first one. 42-27 your score. Warriors trail by 15. Knocks down the second one. The lead's down to 14. Henley across midcourt. Back out on top, right side. Sheen. Dribble drive up with the shot. Nice ball movement as Borsma misses the layup. But he's going to get called. They're going to call Fitch for the foul. And Borsma will go to the line to shoot two. Great ball movement that time by Henley to get the ball underneath to Borsma. Borsma up with the first free throw. Knocks it down. He's 3 of 3 from the line also. As McCready will take a seat and Chavez will come in. Second free throw is no good. Antonetti with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul. As the ball was knocked away. Knocked away, so it's going to be a foul on. Al's going to go against Borsma. That's his first. Warriors break the press across midcourt. Maxwell with the ball. Got the ball stolen. Henley back the other way, and he's going to get fouled. Now, getting fouled is going to be Hayes. And a little sound in my speaker here. Make sure it's all good. Foul's going to go against Thomas. Thomas picks up the foul, and going to the line is going to be... That is Hayes. Hayes misses the first free throw. He's up for the second one now. 2:54 left, 43-28 your score. Second free throw on the way. It's good. So 1 of 2 from the line for Hayes. Man-to-man, full court pressure by Henley. Crab comes across midcourt. Delnor patient, did a great job breaking it. Crab left side to Maxwell. Maxwell back to Crab, corner to Fitch in the ballgame. Back out to Crab, 15 on the shot clock. Dribble handoff to Maxwell, over to Thomas. 9 seconds, jump shot on the way, and he's going to get fouled. The 18-foot jumper for Thomas. Sheen went up in contested and is going to pick up the foul. Thomas will go to the line to shoot two more. First free throw good. Thomas now 5 of 5 from the line. 45-28 your score. 17-point lead for Henley. Second free throw on its way. No good. Rebounded by Henley, and that's Sheen coming back the other way. Sheen, dribble drive, scoop shot. No good. Borsma gets the rebound, though. This is his shot. Fitch comes up with the rebound. Good defensive rebound by the Warriors. As they break half court, Thomas to Crab. Merrick, dribble drive, spin move, 10-footer on the way, no good. Nice, strong move by Merrick, just couldn't get it to fall. And here's Boersma, coast-to-coast, back the other way. Shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Antonetti. We got a timeout on the floor. So I'm not sure. It was a 30-second timeout by 30-second timeout by Coach Chris Rice. I don't think he was asking for the timeout. He ended up getting it anyway. So with 1:48 left here in the third quarter, the Warriors trail 44-29. More of our Sportscasters Club members include McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Tax, Bookkeeping, and Payroll Services. Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. L&L Design and Construction. Commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. And McDonald's. Stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors. So 1:48 left here in the third place game. As the Warriors defeated Yreka in the first game, lost to Crater last night by 11. And are here on Saturday, down a couple, two, three players, and trailing Henley here by 15. Just a reminder, 4:30 tonight, we'll be back on the air as the Del Norte Lady Warriors look to take home the championship, get their name on the trophy here, as they take on the host team, Yreka Miners. Maxwell will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Ball comes into Antoinette. He'll hand it right back to Maxwell. Maxwell bringing it across midcourt. Maxwell over to Matt. Matt's on top to Crab. Merrick kicks it to Antoinette. He'll fire the three ball. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Off Henley. It'll be Warrior ball. Fresh shot clock as they inbounds underneath their own basket. Maxwell inbounds the ball, gets it to Crab. Crab drives baseline. He's going to kick it back out on top to Antonetti. Over to Matt. Matt over to Maxwell. Maxwell dribble drive out to Crab, partially blocked. Picked up by Fitch. Fitch will put it back up and in. Great vibe, but great job by Fitch. Picking up the air ball and putting it back in. 1 minute left. Sheen, baseline. Up with the shot, blocked. Picked up by Matt. Warriors back the other way, trailing by 13 now. 44-31. Warriors just keep hanging around. Antonetti from the top of the key, no good. Rebound by Sheen. Down the floor, knocked away by Antonetti, picked back up by Henley. Half court set now for Henley. 38 on the game clock. Sheen, dribble drive, scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Fitch, out to Maxwell. Maxwell's on the break, kicks it out to Antonetti. Reset to Fitch, shot clock's off. Crab with the shot with 24 left, no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Henley. Nope. Yes. The Warriors got a chance at the last possession here as McCready and Boersma comes back in. 44-31 your score. Point game. Warriors ball with 21 seconds left. Maxwell inbounds. Gets it into Antonetti. Antonetti back out to Crab. 15 on the game clock. Matt, dribble drive, spin move, loses the handle. Picked up by Sheen. Picked back up by Matt. Stolen again by Henley. Easy layup back the other way. 3-2-1. Crab's going to fire a shot for three. No good. But a late bucket by Henley, by Hayes, is going to push the lead out to 15. So after three quarters, the Del Norte Warriors trail Henley Hornets by a score of 46-31. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Fourth and final quarter here for the boys in the third place game as the Henley Hornets are holding on to a 15-point lead. They had that early in the first quarter and have never really relinquished it. The Warriors have cut it down to 9 a couple times, but back out to 15. Henley's got the first possession. As Maxwell's going to get called for the foul out on the perimeter. He tried to take it away from Boersma. Only the fourth team foul against the Warriors this half. Inbounding on the sideline, Henley is. Gets it in to Hayes. Hayes dribble, drive, scoop, shot, knocks it down. Nice strong move to the basket by the junior. And here come the Warriors back the other way. It's Crabb. Merritt gets it over to Maxwell. Maxwell on top to Antonetti. Corner to Fitz. Back out to Crabb. He'll fire the three. No good. Willfully short. Rebounded by Henley. That's number 22. Cheney with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Hayes. As Sheen's on the bench taking a break. Little give and go from Boersma to Hayes. Another easy two-point bucket. Four straight points there for Henley to stretch the lead out to 19 and a quick timeout by Coach Wright. With that timeout, we can say hello to some more of our Sportscaster Cove members, including EcoNutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you, England Marine, fishing and marine and outdoor equipment, Go Warriors, Blue Star Gas, Propane Sales and Services, Crescent City and Brookings. Caldwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. And Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. So 7 minutes left here in the ballgame. Barker into the ballgame for the Warriors, along with Bowdish, Merritt Crabb, Aiden Antonetti, and Cooper Maxwell. Maxwell gets it into Antonetti, goes right back to Maxwell. Man-to-man pressure by Henley. Bowdish. Maxwell back to Bowdish. Corner to Antonetti. Over to Crabb. Crabb kicks it to Bowdish. Everything on the perimeter right now for the Warriors. Baseline drive by Crabb. He goes all the way underneath the basket. Over to Maxwell. Maxwell fires the three. No go. Out with in transition is Chavez. Chavez resets back out on top. That pays to Boersma. And then McCready's going to bounce it off Bowdish's foot. So it'll be out of bounds off the Warriors. As Hayes will take a break and Sheen will come back in. Into Chavez, up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by McCready. He'll put it back up and in. Two-point basket for McCready. Bowdish back the other way quickly. Resets to Maxwell on top. 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Warriors trail by 21. Dribble drive by Crabb. Kicks back out to Maxwell. Warriors offensively, not much happening. A lot of just weave and driving to the bucket. Barker's got it at the high post. Guarded by McCready. Goes up, shot blocked, second shot's blocked also. Out of bounds, it's going to be Warrior ball with 4 on the shot clock. Russell comes in, Maxwell comes out. Stoudish will inbound the ball. Trying to find somebody. Does find somebody. Kai's got it. Two on the shot clock. He doesn't notice. And that'll be the end of the shot clock. As Kai just held it up on top and did not know how much time was left. Turnover for the Warriors. Orzma back across. Chavez catches it on the wing and shoots it. Rebounded by Antonetti. Antonetti gets it out to Crabb. Crabb over to Antonetti. Back to Crabb. Shot goes up. Nice shot by Merrick. He knocks down the three ball for the Warriors. Henley quickly comes back the other way. Chavez has it on the right wing. Back out on top. That is Chaney. Chaney to Sheen. Skip pass to Chavez. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound's going to go to McCready. He misses the shot. Russell comes down with the rebound. 18-point lead. Crabb's going to fire another three. No good. Rebounded by Henley. 4:40 left here in the ballgame. Warriors trail by 6-18. Tried to get into McCready, knocked away by Bowdish, but ends up in Hindley's hands. Sheen has it on the baseline. Dribble drive to McCready. He's going to dribble it off his foot. Comes up with it, but it's clear out on the perimeter. Get past to Sheen. Dribble drive. No good. Rebound by McCready. Back up. No good. Bowdish with the rebound. And the Warriors will come back the other way with 4:20 left here in the ballgame. Kai Russell, right side, dribble drive. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Chavez. Henley will slow it down. Orzma will slow it down coming across midcourt. Gets it right side to Chaney. Back out to Sheen, fires the 15-footer, knocks it down. Sheen's second bucket of the second half. 20-point lead for Henley. Crabb floater from 15-foot, no good. And here comes Henley back the other way. Chaney gets it into McCready. McCready's going to get fouled as Barker's down on the floor. Foul's going to go against Bowdish. Bowdish picks up the foul. That'll be his second. 2, 4, 5 team fouls against the Warriors as Barker's getting helped off by Coach Bryce. Very slowly, gingerly on one of those ankles. Shooting the free throw is going to be McCready. He's 2 of 2 from the line. 54-34, 3:33 left here in the first. In the ball game. First free throw is no good. Up next for the Delnor boys will be the Mount Shasta tournament next weekend. KPOD will not be at that tournament, but we'll try to keep you updated via our Facebook page on how the Warriors are doing. Second free throw is good, and it's 55-34 your score. So they'll be back in action back over here, only about 30 miles south from here against Mount Shasta tournament. Second free throw was good. Crabb has it back on the top of the key. Both boys and girls will be at Mount Shasta. Shot from the corner goes up. No good by Leon. Leon earlier in the ballgame. And we're going to have a foul off the ball here. Foul's going to go against Henley. There was a shoulder involved, but I don't think it was intentional. But that fit's still down. Foul's going to go against, just a hard foul. Foul's going to go against Hayes. And it's going to be Delnor ball. It was an off-the-ball foul, so the Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. In the ballgame for the Warriors is number 33, Leon Erler, the junior. 55-34 your score. Erler's going to inbound the ball. Gets the ball into Crabb. Dribble drive, kick back out. Bowdish back out to Russell. Russell dribble drive baseline. He's going to get fouled going up. Two-shot foul. Nice strong move by Kai. Foul's going to go against 32. I'm going to go with that being Stork. First free throw up, no good. Russell misses the first free throw. He's one of three from the line now. Pending the second one here. Second free throw on the way, knocks it down. 55-35, 20-point lead. 3 minutes to go. Dribble drive by Borsma, and he's going to get fouled on his way to the basket. Two-shot foul here. Foul's going to go against Bowdish. Bowdish picks up his third foul. Going to the line's going to be Borsma. He's got 8 points tonight. 3 of 4 from the line. First free throw, back rim, no good. As Chavez comes back in the ballgame. As Sheen takes a seat. 2:55 left here. 55-35 your score. Back rim, no good on that one too. Chavez comes up with the rebound. Chavez right side to Borsma. Can't make the free throws, but he knocked down the three ball. Back out to a 23-point lead. Bowdish with the ball over to Kai. 2:30 to play. Kai underneath to Crabb. Crabb went to kick it outside, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Henley. Foul's against Borsma. He picks up his second. Inbounding the ball will be Leon Erler for the Warriors underneath their own basket with a new shot clock. Ball gets passed in, stolen by Chavez. Henley back across midcourt, guarded by Bowdish. Skip pass over the top to Chaney, over to Stork. Back out on top to Hayes. Moving around the perimeter, Henley is, as it works its way back over to the right side to Hayes. Back out on top to Chaney. Corner, and we're going to have on the blue five, off the ball foul on Fitch. Fitch is going to pick up his second foul. It's going to be a one-on-one situation for Chavez. Chavez will go to the line for the first time tonight. Be a one-on-one situation here with 2 minutes left here in the ballgame. Front rim slides in. Chavez knocks down his first free throw of the night. He's got 6, and the lead's out to 24. 59-35 your score. Deep knee bend, up with the second one, knocks it down. Both free throws good. As Merrick Crabb, the junior, comes across midcourt, gets the pick from Russell. Trying to dribble baseline, but had to pull it back out. Ty Russell dribble, spin move, up with the shot, no good. Ball's going to go almost out of bounds, but it was tracked down by Henley. Henley turns the ball over, and there goes Merrick up with the shot and gets fouled. Foul's going to go against Chavez. Going to send Merrick to the line, Crabb to the line. First free throws of the day for Crabb. He knocks down the first one. He's got 16 on the night. On the day. It is only noon, folks. Crabb up with the second one. Knocks them both down. And the Warriors and the Henley comes back the other way leading by 23, 60-37 your score. Warriors will be back in action next weekend at the Mount Shasta tournament, along with the girls. We'll be on the air later today as the Del Norte girls are playing for the championship at 4:30. Outside shot by Henley, knocked down by Borsma. Borsma knocks down a three ball, and it's 63-37. Bowdish with the ball, 1 minute left to play. Bowdish sets a pick for Crab. Crab's going to fire the three. No good, rebound by Henley. Henley will slow it up. Borsma will walk it across midcourt. 45 seconds left here in the ballgame, 25 on the shot clock. Cheney, dribble handoff. They're going to kill a little bit of time here. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Dribble drive to the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Henley ball as the Warriors swatted it out of bounds. Six on the shot clock because it was a blocked shot. 24 on the game clock left here. Throws the ball clear out, way out wide to Chavez. And we have a shot clock violation as they didn't get the shot off. 18.3 seconds left. Crabs got it. And that'll be it as Crabs going to come across midcourt. 63-37 is going to be your final, as the Del Norte Warriors have fell in the third place game. Valiant effort this weekend for the Warriors, as they're still trying to get their basketball legs underneath them. A couple of quality teams they played, though. Grader and Henley, two good teams. And a lot to improve on, and it's good to play those kind of teams off the get-go. Nothing to hold your heads down on about those. So the buzzer sounds, and that'll be it. The final score was Henley 63 and the Del Norte boys 37. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next. And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports. 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the postgame show here at the Wairika Invitational, where the Del Norte Warriors just lost in the third place game by a final score of 37-63. The Del Norte Warriors fall to 1-2-2 on the season, and leading the way for the Warriors was Merrick Crabb had 17, Ethan Thomas had 11, and Kai Russell had 7. And for Henley, they were led by Shane. He had 15. McCready had 15. Borsma had 12. and Hayes had 10. So the Warriors finish off the Wairika tournament in fourth place, losing the third place game. They'll be back in action next week at the Mount Shasta tournament. But we'll be back on the air here in just a little bit as the Del Norte girls will take on the Wairika Miners, the host team in the girls' championship game. So I'm going to send it back to the studios for a little while. We'll pick it up in about a couple hours, and hopefully we'll have a great championship game. Thank you.
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show right here. You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week. And it was and brought now to you it's by time. Sutter Coast Hospital, Ayuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Hello? Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.